from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Sharif Zaire, age 63 at the time of this interview.
The young folks call me Mr. Z. I was born in New York City. That was in 1952. I live in a neighboring community called Chartiers, and that's right over the hill. So Sheridan is where Langley High School is at. Two of my sons attended Langley High School. I also feel as though I go to a lot of communities in Pittsburgh, and Sheridan being one of the closest ones. I was born in Manhattan, St. Clair's Hospital, 52nd Street, and grew up in the Amsterdam houses on 61st Street and Amsterdam Avenue. I went to different high schools. I actually had a little bit of a troubled start as a youth. I actually ended up attending five different high schools in New York City because of getting transferred or basically getting expelled. Having low self-esteem early on in life was a struggle. I didn't think I was really worth much coming up, and as a result, I ended up in what you may call Schumann Center. I ended up in the Spofford Youth House. I was in there incarcerated five times as a teenager. And then I went upstate to a reform school after that. And when I came out from there, got with the wrong crowd, had the wrong attitude, and ended up spending time in the penal institution system. So I've been to jail several times as well. I've been in the service. I was in the United States Air Force. I was still a rebel even then. When I got knowledge of myself, then things started to turn around. I started looking at myself as being the person who's responsible, not the world being responsible for my problems. I stopped being as angry as I was, and I was able to move on at that point in time. It took a while before I actually decided what I wanted to be in life. And so when I turned around 32 years old, I said, well, I guess I'm going to do what I've been doing, which was working in the healthcare industry. I was a medical transcriptionist, which means I typed medical records. And I had to go to school in New York for medical terminology and to learn typing in order to do that. But I became a little tired of sitting there every day just typing. So I went into management in that field. In order to do that, I had to go back to CCAC and get my certification. And I became a manager of medical records. It's called health information management. And I became a manager of the transcriptionist, which is what I used to be. I've been a mentor since around 1978, 1979. So this is what I've been doing. I've been in the streets mentoring males, and that's where I get the most satisfaction out of the work that I do in the streets, because I see a lot of young folks who are sort of where I was at. I think it's the responsibility of each of us to role model the generation that's coming behind us, and also the generation that are your peers, because they may not think it's cool to be good. It may feel good and sound good to do what everybody else is doing, and it might even be the easiest thing. But once you know yourself, there's something in your heart and there's something in your mind that's going to tell you, you know, it looks cool, but that's really not cool. And sometimes being able to step away from that crowd is going to be the best thing for your independence and your success. I don't strive to be good because good has kept so many people from being great. It all adds up. It adds up to social capital and personal capital. You become wealthy by doing good things. And it doesn't mean money. You become rich with character. And character is where people will tap into you and use some of those great skills and great gifts that you have to better themselves.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Joseph Birch and Gregory Lowe. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.